Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. In this segment, and for the remainder of the show, I'll be talking with Kevin Thurm, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi.
Let's begin by talking about your career. Can you tell us about your career prior to joining HHS?
Sure. Before I joined the department, working with the secretary as her chief of staff, I had worked on the president's campaign in New York, helped elect President Clinton. Before that, I was a practicing attorney, also in New York, with a firm, and right out of college, had worked as a legislative assistant for a state representative in Massachusetts, and then decided to go back to school and practice law for a while before joining the president's campaign.
What got you interested in government?
I think I'd always been interested in government, about helping organize interests and helping improve outcomes for people. And government is a tool for doing that. And I thought that it was worthwhile and that we really could make a difference in people's lives by having good government and pursuing the right kind of ends in the right way and doing it well.
And in thinking about your career, what prepared you for your present position, do you think?
I think first getting an opportunity as chief of staff to work with some terrific people, people who have worked in the department for a long time, the people the secretary recruited to come in and lead the agencies and lead the staff divisions, some of the best people in the country in their respective fields, and to work with them, learn from them, and in particular working with the secretary, I think helped prepare to do what I do now on a day-to-day basis, run the department. So I think his accumulation of experiences and interest in getting to work with some really terrific people along the way.
Well, tell us about your job and your role as chief of staff during the first administration.
The role as we've conceived it in the department as chief of staff is a little bit of an inside role. Immediate staffing of the secretary, ensuring that the schedule and her briefing materials get to her, and the allocation of her time. As well, a lot of the interaction with other departments, the liaison with other federal departments and agencies, with the White House. I served as the regulatory policy officer, which meant for regulations for which the secretary's signature was needed. I was responsible for making sure that they had been appropriately vetted and read and accounted for. A lot of personnel, political personnel, the hiring, the staffing up of a large federal department. Now we have about 59,000 federal employees and only maybe 100, 120 political appointees, but making sure that we go through the process of recruiting and hiring people is real important, and we spent a lot of time on that at the beginning.
Well, one of the things you said you did was help allocate the secretary's time. How difficult is that? How much demands are there on her time?
Well, quite a bit. There's both internal demands on her time, a briefing on an issue to make decisions, people who want her to go speak on issues outside, meetings within the administration or people on the Hill who want to talk to her about things. So there are lots of competing demands on the secretary's time, and getting a sense of what her priorities are, ensuring that we put those first, the administration's priorities, and making sure that the business that we have to do through the department can get to her in a regular and orderly way.
And now you're the deputy secretary, and a number of departments have deputy secretaries. How would you define the position within HHS?
I think, Paul, it's the chief operating officer on a day-to-day basis to make sure that all the policy and management issues that are going on within the department get worked on, resolved at in a timely basis. But in a broader sense, everybody in the department should be following the priorities as laid out by the president, the vice president, and the secretary, making sure that those are the things that we keep our eyes on to make sure that people work with each other on the things that are cross-cutting in nature. So keep our eyes on those priorities. I think, in addition, it's to monitor the outcomes. It's to kind of work with the agency heads about what their priorities are to make sure that they are shared within the department, that they're not just the agency heads, but that they're part of a larger agenda for which we're all working toward.
Well, I want to come back and ask about monitoring the outcomes, but first, could you give us a sense, like, what does a typical day look like in terms of the issues you'll deal with, the time?
Well, as I think most folks in the federal government meetings, but they have their purpose, which is they organize the kind of the interests, they focus the arguments, or they get approval for arguments. So often, when I'm in the department, I'm working at meetings on substantive issues, meeting with agencies about the work they're doing and the outcomes they're trying to achieve, or issues that cut across the department that are ongoing, like Y2K, for instance.
And the typical hours?
Well, I think there are for federal employees, there are no typical hours. There are people, everybody working very hard over long periods of time, and there are people who now, in fact, one of the things I think we've been doing and need to do more of is alternative work schedules for people in the federal government, because if we can manage to facilitate people working at hours that are conducive to them, we tend to get happier, more productive employees. As long as everybody is maintaining their ability to focus on the outcome, the mission of the office. So hours are long for everybody, and making sure that everybody's working toward the same mission accomplishment is the important point on that.
We mentioned it a couple times now. What do you mean by managing to the outcomes?
Well, I think the Government Performance and Results Act, or GPRA as it's known, was the right, among the right changes made earlier in this decade. It was a law signed, enacted by the Congress, passed by the Congress, and signed by the President, which essentially requires federal departments to set outcome measures or ways of determining how well we're doing. And so for the department, which our mission is to improve health and human service outcomes for people across the country, how do each of our agencies do it? How do we do it as a department? What are the things we want to count? And then how do we work toward them? How do we devise policies, programs that work toward achieving those outcomes, like extending life expectancy, reducing infant mortality, improving the numbers of people who have access to health care or health insurance. So set the right measures, target your programs to achieve them, and then see how well you do. It doesn't always mean if you don't reach them, it doesn't always mean that you set the wrong goal or you've got the wrong way of going about it, but it does give people things to think about.
Well, great. It's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour and my conversation with Kevin Thurm, Deputy Secretary of HHS.